Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire? Bam! It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, March 5th. And wouldn't you know, we got massive, huge, enormous, seismic NFL news. To start the pod, obviously we'll get to the crazy night in the NBA, but we have to start with Russell Wilson getting the axe from the Denver Broncos. It broke Monday, Monday afternoon. You know, one of those deals where you're in your car driving and your phone just keeps buzzing. Bing, 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 bing. And you're like, what the hell's going on? Russell Wilson cut. The Broncos will now swallow the biggest cap, dead money cap hit in NFL history, I believe. $85 million. They would rather dump Russell Wilson and take the cap hit, then try to make it work. Man, this sounds like one of the most expensive divorces in NFL history. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and try to break down the Russell Wilson stats in Denver. Other guys will try to make an argument that he was worth it and he was okay. Bottom line, they weren't good enough and he was overpaid due to the contract given to him by the GM before Sean Payton got there. And obviously Russell Wilson has had a great career. I think people will argue he's not a Hall of Famer. I think you get to two Super Bowls, nearly win both of them. Obviously, the interception there was a killer on the goal line. But Russell Wilson, not quite the guy he used to be. Still, Denver, desperate for a quarterback, right? They had nobody there since Peyton Manning. They gave Russ a five-year, $242 million deal when he got there. And essentially, he was benched for the final two games this year. 11-19 in two seasons, not great with Denver. And that dead money hit is going to be enormous. Now, the positive side for Broncos fans, right out the gate. Last year, the Green Bay Packers had, I think I have the exact number, $40 million dead cap money for Aaron Rodgers. They made the playoffs. Now, they did have Jordan Love waiting in the wings, and they had to get to the playoffs late in the season. That being said, it can be done. Now, obviously, you're talking about double the dead cap money from Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, what do you do with Denver? I actually think finding a landing spot for Russell Wilson is a little more interesting. I think the Broncos probably draft somebody. I don't think they can trade up. Maybe they trade down and get their guy, Bo Nix. I don't think Bo Nix is, you know, a top 15 pick. But I think the Russell Wilson situation, where does he land? Is he washed? Is it over? And you guys know producer Rob is a big Raiders fan, and the Raiders are going to be right near the top of this list. According to The Athletic, the Pittsburgh Steelers have zero interest in Russell Wilson. Now, I forget who it was. Was it Ocho Cinco? Somebody said recently that Russ makes sense in Pittsburgh. I don't totally see it. You know, he's 35 years old, going to a defensive first team in a tough division. It doesn't make sense to me. I want Russell Wilson to think about when Tom Brady left the Patriots, what did he do? He sought out a you know, a team with a decent shell around it who was in need of a quarterback. He sought out a team in a weak division, and instantly they're in the mix as contenders and they go on to win the Super Bowl in Brady's first year. Where can Russell Wilson get that? Well, he ain't getting it from the Raiders. I'm sorry, you're not dethroning the Chiefs. And I think the Chargers are better with Jim Harbaugh. A lot of people are going to point to ATL and Atlanta. And I don't think that's a bad fit at all. The Falcons have some pieces in place, right? They've got some young skill position guys. You know, Raheem Morris, say what you want, you know, a defensive guy from the Rams. We'll see how the offense works. I'm not overly optimistic. I think the skill position players maybe are a little overvalued. Like Drake London, I like, but we don't know if he's a one yet. Kyle Pitts has been an immense disappointment. Bijan Robinson looks really good, but we'll see. Falcons defense, eh. I think the landing spot for Russell Wilson right now that makes the most sense is the Minnesota Vikings. And I know Minnesota loves Kirk Cousins and they're clamoring for him to come back. He's coming off an Achilles. He's probably going to cost you in the neighborhood of $40 million a year. Okay? Last year, with the ultimate, after Cousins went down, Kevin O'Connell, who I do think is one of the sharper offensive minds in the league, went to bat with this poo-poo platter at quarterback. The Pastronaut, Josh Dobbs, Nick Mullins, and Jaren Hall. And they went 7-10 after Cousins went down. Kevin O'Connell knows offense. Now, if you want to get really excited, Minnesota Vikings fans, riddle me this. How do you keep Justin Jefferson? He wants to get paid, and paying a wide receiver, making the highest paid receiver at the position, that's tough. Well, you could have a rookie quarterback. Oh, great. Well, too bad the Vikings don't have a top 10 pick. You could trade up and trade Jefferson, but then you don't have Jefferson. How about the best of both worlds? Russ, the Broncos paid you to GTFO, as my kid likes to say. Well, he doesn't say that to me. Sometimes he does, and we get in arguments. The Broncos paid you to get out of town. You got paid. Hey, Russ, why don't you come here? Take a minimum deal. We get to pay Justin Jefferson. You will have the best receiver you've ever had. No disrespect to DK Metcalf or Lockett or Jerry Jeudy. We'll give you Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. You get a great tight end. And oh, by the way, all the money we're saving on you, we can replenish the defense. And oh, by the way, oh, before you ask, offensive line spotty? Not really. They just had injuries last year. Darisaw was incredible. And Brian O'Neill was excellent. The only problem is they were only on the field together for 12 games. Bradbury did pretty good at center. The interior offensive line of Reisner and Ingram, according to Pro Football Focus, not great. The offensive line was not great late in the season. Some of that has to do with the quarterbacks and not releasing the ball to him quick enough. But I'm just saying, guys, Darisaw is one of the better left tackles in the league. He was excellent in 2022, and he was very, very good in 2023. Offensive line, good. Coach, offensive mind, awesome. Wide receivers, excellent. Tight end, excellent. Tell me, Rob G, why doesn't Russell Wilson say, I will go to Minnesota, work with an offensive coach, and oh, by the way, I get to play indoors. Oh, yeah, I get to play indoors in Minnesota. Now, obviously, you have to go outdoors to Green Bay. You have to go outdoors to Chicago. But the final peg to this, Rob, rank the quarterbacks for me in the NFC North. Here they are. I'll let Rob go first. I know he's sour. He wants Russ in with the Raiders. But Jared Goff, Jordan Love, but just for now, we'll say Caleb Williams and Russell Wilson. Rank those four for me heading into next season.
Oh, gosh. Love, Goff, Wilson, Williams.
Whoa. You have Love first?
I mean, he looked really, really good the second half of the season.
He had second half of a season.
You said entering next season. What do you want me to do? If I'm going to say career body of work, then it would be Goff, Wilson, Love, and Williams.
Goff over us?
Jared Goff has been really, really good for a while now.
Wait, did he win a Super Bowl? I forgot.
He did not. They scored 3 points.
Did Russ win the Super Bowl?
He did win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, the defense carried
him. He blew another one. Let's not talk about that one.
I don't know, Rob. I'm surprised. Listen, if you're giving Jordan Love the nod in 8 games over Russell Wilson, like a 10-year body of work, like I feel like I'm more confident Russ versus Jordan Love Jared Goff is what he is. He's got a great offensive coordinator who, by the way, I think, listen, Jared Goff has been with McVay and Ben Johnson. And I know Ben Johnson, who was he, Jason? Come on. He's proven he's definitely something. I don't know. I think Russ could make a strong case. He's got like an argument to be the best quarterback in the division next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's not totally out of the realm of possibility. I mean, last season, everybody's been ripping on Russ. They said that he's been terrible. He's been washed, yada, yada, yada. He wasn't bad at all last season. 66% completion, just over 3,000 yards. I know the yardage you'd like to have a little bit more, only 205 a game, but 26 touchdowns, 8 picks, passer rating of 98. You can win a lot of football games with Russell Wilson as your quarterback. The only problem, though, I have with the Minnesota situation, and I'm really annoyed with you that you came up with that, because I didn't think of Minnesota at all when we were talking about this. I was just thinking, hey, it's going to be the Raiders. Who else needs a starting quarterback that's going to be available, yada, yada, yada. And then you hit me with the, well, who would you rather have? Kirk Cousins at age 67 coming off an Achilles for $40-plus million a year, or Russell Wilson for a minimum? And it's like, well, shit. If you're going to put it to me like that, I'd probably rather have Russell Wilson. But the only caveat I have with the Minnesota Vikings is I don't know if their defense would be good enough to withstand a Russell Wilson type offense, because the biggest issue that we saw with Russ in Denver between him and Sean Payton was Sean Payton likes his quarterbacking done a certain way. It's on time, on target, run the play that I call. My play is always going to work. Just do it. It's very similar to what you get from Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan, one of the reasons why Brock Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo, guys who don't have as much talent, raw talent as other guys, work, is that they are high-functioning, high-IQ passers. They are going to get the play in, know where their 1, 2, 3 guys are, and they're going to dial it up to those three guys. They're not going to try to make something out of nothing too often. They're not going to try to go off script too often. They're going to run and orchestrate the offense as designed. Russell Wilson does not play like that. Russell Wilson plays a lot of backyard football. Russell Wilson likes to hold on to the ball, as evidenced by him getting sacked 45 times last year in Denver. I believe that the Vikings offense, while not totally mirroring Denver's, is very similar in that O'Connell runs a system that he likes. It's why everybody from that tree loves Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is the prototype of what you look for in that kind of a system. 1, 2, 3, bang. Play action. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, bang. And if you're going to have Russell Wilson in that system where it's not quite on time, on target all the time, where he is going to be taking sacks if he's not turning the ball over, then you need the defense to be stout enough to withstand that. And as far as I know, their defensive coordinator is still there.
Flores?
Flores, yes. And Flores likes to dial up a lot of pressure looks, which means that you're big risk, big reward. When he gets home, great. When he doesn't, you leave yourself viable for a 40-yard over-the-top touchdown pass. So that's my only concern about that marriage. But all in all, of the landscape that's available, I'd have to agree with you. I think Minnesota would be the best landing spot for Russell Wilson.
There's a W. I'm looking at their defense on Pro Football Focus. Holy cow, a lot of guys I've never heard of. A lot of second, third-year guys in the secondary. Yeah, they were not a good defense last year. That being said, the potential. Now, we don't know that Russ is willing to take a minimum, but the potential is there to go out and spend on defense. Like, listen, I don't know that the Vikings are going to the Super Bowl, but if you're telling me Russ is taking a minimum deal, whatever the NFL minimum is, the peanuts. Oh, shucks, we now have a shit ton of cap room. Hey, you know what? Hey, why don't we... Should we just throw our hat in the ring for, I don't know, L'Jarius Sneed or Chris Jones? Should we do that? Like, why not? Hey, what would you like Brian Flores to dial up the defense? The offense, we're going to be good. You know, we got Hockenson coming back. Hockenson was awesome. He was worth the draft pick that they traded up. Addison, excellent. Justin Jefferson. We don't know what we're doing at running back. You know what? It doesn't matter. You just plug in anybody. Remember late in the season, they plugged in with Ty Chandler, and he had some bounce? Like, they got some options. All of a sudden, I like Minnesota now. They got the first... They got a first-round pick, second-round pick, no third because of the Hockenson deal, 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th. I think Minnesota makes sense.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now, obviously, Russell Wilson's going to have to want to move to Minnesota with his wife, Ciara, who is famous. Sierra or Ciara? Which one is it?
I thought it was Sierra.
See, you're probably right. I'm bad with some of these names. She will probably say, I could get on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Let's go to the Falcons. And obviously, she's famous and attractive and a singer. And I think Atlanta would be an awesome fit. I don't know if Minnesota would be excited for Russell Wilson. They do love Kirk Cousins, right? They love him. I don't know. Do you think the Raiders even really get in the discussion, or is it Minnesota, Atlanta? I just think staying in the AFC is suicide, not suicide, but is a little silly. Rob, AFC's so freaking stacked.
It's too ridiculously stacked.
Like, and there's definitely 10 quarterbacks better than Russ. Definitely 10 in the AFC. Like, you go to the NFC, like, you could be top 7, 8.
Yeah, the NFC is definitely not as deep as the AFC. And as far as, like I said, before we started recording, my thought was Raiders, Raiders, Raiders. And it was, the reason was twofold. One of them you alluded to, his wife and him famously pitched a reality TV show as soon as they got to Denver. And ultimately, nobody picked it up because they didn't think they were that interesting or what have you. But if he goes to a city, you mentioned Atlanta, you know, there's the Real Housewives angle. But if you go to Vegas, suddenly she has a residency at like Planet Hollywood immediately, right? Immediately. She doesn't even got to sell any tickets. And she has a residency at whatever hotel that you want to choose from. And the other reason, the football reason, is it's no secret the Raiders want to move up in the draft to get Jaden Daniels. The Arizona State connection between him and Antonio Pierce is well documented. Almost every NFL reporter has suggested, if not out flat out said, the Raiders are going to do everything in their power to trade up to get Jaden Daniels. The problem is who in that top 3 to 5 is going to be willing to trade down with the Raiders, barring them giving up 3 first round picks. That to me would just be crazy for a guy. I like Jaden Daniels, but not that much. If it's Caleb Williams, okay, sure, but not that much. So if you're the Raiders.
Wait, what pick do the Raiders have?
I believe they have pick number 13.
Okay. Hey, Washington, do you want Max Crosby and some others, you know, whatever else, and Washington will come up, or New England? No, New England's probably more likely. New England will come up to 3 to get Jaden Daniels, and, you know, we'll give you Max Crosby, you know, defensive coach Jared Mayo obviously would be geeked about that. They've got some good defensive players. And you guys could just figure out quarterback later. I know there's a report they're going to go after Baker Mayfield. I don't buy that. We'll talk about that in a sec. But do you think, would you trade Max Crosby?
No, I would not. I would trade Davante Adams before I would trade Max Crosby.
Oh, damn.
And I like Davante Adams a lot. But the thing is that the Raiders have one good defensive player. His name is Max Crosby. The last time we had one defensive player and we traded him was Khalil Mack. Did not work out too well for the silver and black, right? So I don't think you would do something like that. Again, so under the assumption that the Raiders cannot trade up to get one of their guys, in this case, Jaden Daniels, then it would make a whole heck of a lot of sense to take Russell Wilson on the cheap and either target someone later in the draft. I know, you know, Penix supposedly might be there in the second round. There's some scouts who are really high on Spencer Rattler and his traits. The kid out of Tennessee.
Spencer Rattler, that's a name I haven't heard in 2 years. He was like the number one. Remember, he was like going to win the Heisman.
He was the guy. Yeah.
Number one projected pick. And then it never happened. He went to South Carolina and was like up and down. They're talking about Raiders and Spencer Rattler?
No, I mean, nobody's linking the Raiders with him, but there's several, you know, anonymous NFL scout season, right? Several anonymous scouts that were saying that he was the best quarterback at the Senior Bowl and that all of the traits, that's the key word, the traits that they liked about him in Oklahoma and him coming up and why he was projected number one pick are still there. It just hasn't materialized yet. So you might be able to get him on it with a day three pick, you know, something like that. And you kind of, you play the lottery with him. Mm. So if you're going to do that or something like that, it would make sense why you would get Russell Wilson. To your point though, is Russell Wilson making a difference for the Raiders in the AFC? Probably not. Is he doing anything but putting a Band-Aid on a fucking torn ACL? No, he's not. Like, there's nothing that would really make you feel good about the quarterback position with the Raiders. I just thought it was a process of elimination type thing. And yeah, that's why I'm so mad that you came up with the Vikings. It was right there the whole time and only you saw it.
I feel like you're being harsh on your Raiders defense. So I just looked it up on PFF. The linebacker, Spillane, I think he came over from Pittsburgh. He was excellent last year. Graded out as the 17th best inside linebacker in the league. The kid, Jack Jones, as long as he stays out of handcuffs, he is awesome. And maybe Antonio Pierce can rein him in. And then Kuntz, the other defensive end opposite Crosby, he had a damn good year. I didn't realize how good. He graded out very high. So they got some dudes. I'll say one thing you have on, you know, backing the Russ. Hey, we've got a better offensive line than the Minnesota Vikings. Colton Miller's excellent. The center was good. Van Rooten, like, they got guys. Jacoby Myers on the outside. Like, if you keep Adams and Myers, that's not like, that's maybe equal to Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. No, I mean, Jacoby Myers is awesome. He's very good.
I mean, I would probably lean Minnesota because I really like Jordan Addison, but it's close. Right there, not too far.
But again, like you said, it's like, okay, great. And you get to go up against Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh twice and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Like, I don't know. And if you're Pierce, it's probably smarter for you. Well, actually, what do you think it is? To take a flyer on a free agent and let's say it doesn't work out in 2 years or you're getting fired, or to draft a guy and that gives you more runway to keep your job. Like, I know that's not a good way to think about it, but I'm sorry, that's how the guys think. Like, how about this? We draft a quarterback and we make a play for, you know, Desmond Ridder, whoever. If Antonio Pierce is looking at staying, and I'm sure he is, he finally got a head coaching job, you've got to factor that in, no?
Yeah, 1,000%. And I think that's the primary reason why, or one of the biggest reasons why, the Chicago Bears are going to take Caleb Williams, even though all of their players in the locker room, everyone in the city, all the beat writers around the team are saying, stick with Justin Fields, stick with Justin Fields. He's shown you enough, blah, blah, yada. And no, the reality is the front office, the head coach, the offensive coordinator, anybody tied to the quarterback, if their runway was 2 years, suddenly it's four. If you have a rookie quarterback, Antonio Pierce is a rookie coach. They didn't even really have the Raiders did. They didn't really have a real coaching search. They never even spoke to Jim Harbaugh, as far as I know, even though he has Raider ties as well. Max Crosby basically threatened them to hire Antonio Pierce or he was going to demand a trade. So they buckled and they stuck with Antonio Pierce. Antonio Pierce since then has been very underwhelming with his coordinator hires, very underwhelming with some of the moves that they made. And if you get a young quarterback, then all of the inconsistencies, the learning on as you go as a head coach, making the mistakes, not calling a timeout at the right time, not having your guys quite prepared for a game, that kind of gets swept under the rug because all anyone cares about is how's the quarterback doing?
Yeah, that's really all that matters. All right, so first big name. Now, they had to do this before the league calendar starts or whatever it's called on Wednesday. So I would assume we'll see some other maybe big names dropping cap casualties, as they say. We'll get back to the NFL, but I need to talk about what happened in the NBA last night. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet. Remember, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. All right, I'll be brief on the NBA. We did run long on Russell Wilson, and we have a great, great NBA guest tomorrow locked in. He played in the league. He played at a big-time ACC school. Very excited for that talk. But I'll just be quick, and I want to focus on what happened with the Paperclips and the Bucks. I'm not going to touch on Lakers, Thunder. You know, you could already tell my take regardless before the game. OKC wins. Well, yeah, obviously, OKC's wins. They're better in the regular season. Prove it in the playoffs. Lakers win. See, OKC's nothing special. But the real interesting game was Paperclips Bucks. So Giannis gets ruled out. The line swings like, I think like 8 points. Clippers come out the gate strong as hell. And then they did what the Clippers do. They stop playing. And they get dump trucked in the fourth quarter on the road and lose to the Bucks that did not have Giannis. Listen, this is why the NBA is a fool's errand, okay? I did not bet the Paperclips. I didn't see the honest news in time. We got some other stuff going on, and I was occupied. Giannis didn't play. The Clippers jump out to an early lead. Paul George played 36 minutes. Kawhi played 37 minutes. James Harden played 37. I don't want to hear the stars didn't play. Kawhi had a crap game. He was not good. 6 of 19 shooting. He was bad. He got outplayed by Bobby Portis. Yes, Bobby Portis, 28-16. The real story is Dame. So Giannis doesn't play. Dame goes off one of his best games of the season. Listen, he could drop 50, 60, 89. But no Giannis, and to go for 41 against the Clippers? That was one of Dame's best performances of the season. And I just don't know why I keep getting sucked into this damn Clippers team. Initially, after the Harden deal, everybody said, they go like 0-5 to start. Oh, the Clippers, they stink. It's never going to work out. I was like, well, guys, wait, like, can we be patient? Can we give it a little time to bake? Can we give Harden a few minutes with the team and like Ty Lue's going to figure it out? They've got Kawhi. They got Paul George. This team's going to be dangerous. And everybody, nah, they're crap. They're crap. Then they start coming back. I told you guys, can you wait? And now I actually believe, listen, I'm rooting Lakers, going to Lakers game this week. I think the Lakers have a legit chance in the West. Now, can you take down Denver? Well, you're going to need a little luck. But I believe, honestly, I think the Clippers have a better chance of beating the Nuggets than the Lakers do. And I know they don't have a center, but at some point, this Clippers offense can erupt and hit 20, 25 threes. And I do believe they're better on the perimeter. All they have to do is, if you slow Jamal Murray and Michael Porter doesn't go 10 for 10 or whatever, like, you're going to be okay. Jokic is going to eat. That's how the Suns got them last year in the playoffs. You know, the Suns got whitewashed. It was like 4-2. But in the two wins, the recipe was easy. Durant and Booker go off. We'll let Jokic eat, but everybody else gets locked up, and you win the game. And again, the Miami Heat tried this in the finals. You could do it for a game or two. Ultimately, Malone and Jokic are too smart. They're going to figure it out. That being said, the Clippers have way more firepower than the Heat. And with PG, Kawhi, and Harden, I think they've got way more firepower than last year's Suns team that got two off the Nuggets. Remember, Lakers got none off the Nuggets. So I'm a believer in the Clippers. And then you see a result like this. And again, I know, let me couch it. It's May. There's still 22 games left. They're kind of getting through the post-All-Star game slog. And it's like, come on. Really? You're losing to the Giannis-less Bucks? And you know Doc Rivers had to love this one. Had to. I mean, he's starting Jay Crowder,
Brooke Lopez, they did nothing. Malik Beasley, 2 of 11. It was the Bobby Portis and Dame Lillard show. And it's an embarrassing loss for Paperclips. Guys, you got to figure this stuff out. All right, that's it for today. Back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.